Good morning. Are you all right?
Yes.
Great. Hope it keep like that. Now, welcome to worship. But I want you to do something for me, because today we're going to light the candle of peace. And our theme for this morning is peace. So just to invite you, first of all, after the count of three, to close your eyes for a few seconds, and I'll tell you when to open them. Okay? One, two, three. You can open them now. That was silence. That wasn't peace. That was silence. If you've got, Claire, I'm looking at you. If you've got good children, you're lucky. But if you've got children who are very noisy, then I imagine the same as me when I go to see my grandchildren. When they go to bed, I sit down and say, "Thank the Lord for peace and quiet." Okay? When I'm watching football or cricket on the television, I get excited and I shout, "Go on, get in there, send him off, ref." And I get that look from across the room that says, "Give us peace, please. Give us peace." Well, the peace that the angels were talking about wasn't quietness. They weren't saying that peace is quietness. We're going to look at God's word and see if we can find out what that peace means that the angels sang about. Well, we're going to sing a little bit about that now, because they actually get into most of our songs this morning, and they definitely get into this first one, and you'll see the words coming up. It came upon a midnight clear. We'll stand together. The band will give us an introduction and we'll sing the verses through. Let's stand together. Thank you. Be seated. Today we light the fourth candle, which is the candle of peace. And we're going to listen to some words about peace and then pray together. Thank you.
The candle of peace. Today we light the candle of peace. We remember the prophets who spoke of the coming of Christ, of how a Saviour would be born, a king in the line of King David. The prophet Isaiah called Christ the Prince of Peace. They told us how he would rule the world wisely and bless all the nations. When Jesus came, he taught people the importance of being peacemakers. He said that those who make peace shall be called the children of God. When Christ comes to us, he brings us peace, and he will bring everlasting peace when he comes again. We light the candle of peace to remind us that Jesus is the Prince of Peace and that through him peace is found. Peace is like a light shining in a dark place. As we look at this candle, we celebrate the peace we find in Jesus Christ. Let us pray.
Lord Jesus, light of the world, prophet said you would bring peace and save your people from trouble. Give peace in our hearts at Christmastide. We ask that as we wait for you to come again, that you will remain present with us. Help us today and every day to worship you, to hear your word, and to do your will. Ask this in your precious name. Amen. We're going to carry on praying for a few moments. Many of us know Joanne and Nigel, who are in Australia. Joanne is the daughter of Carolyn Ward, and she sent a message to her friends over here in England. I read it to you. She says, Australia is in the grip of devastating fires. Nigel has gone to central Victoria with the Salvation Army emergency team for the weekend. They're going to support the fire crews and emergency services. This gives you some idea of the catastrophic, thank you, teacher. These teeth. This gives you some idea of what has happened. Two firefighters have been lost this week, both young dads, and that just a few days from Christmas, and asked if we would pray for that situation. We'll do that now. Shall we pray? Lord, we would want to pray that the fires would go out, but while they're burning, we ask for safety for the emergency crews and the firemen. We ask that as the Salvation Army team go to bring relief and food, pray that they indeed will be a great help to those who are fighting the fires. We ask for safety for those firemen today. And we bring to you the family of the two young men who died, trying to save others and their homes. Just, Lord, bring your marvellous peace into those families' lives now. We ask that you'll keep Nigel safe too. Please answer this prayer because it comes from our hearts. Amen. Amen. Well, we've had a busy time, Carolyn, this season. We've been to, I think, every school they built in Felixstowe. And amazing that, you know, you come out and you stand there and there's nobody in the hall. Then all of a sudden there's crocodiles come in. Crocodiles of children, and you look there and they're all looking at you and you think, I can't do this. But once you get going, it's fantastic. And the way they sing is brilliant. We have to sing the same carols every year because they don't learn anymore. Nowadays, of course, at schools, they learn Christmas songs. They're not actually carols that we sing in church. So we have to make sure that they know. But they are absolutely brilliant. And, the teachers and the school really appreciate the band going along. And they all say the same thing, but I reckon if I were to ask that teacher over there, they'd probably say it about everybody who goes in. But they always say, the Salvation Army Assembly is the best assembly in the whole year. They say that, don't they? And it's true. Ah, look, hey, oh, good. Well, we're glad it is, but it's really fun and enjoyment for us, and we've had a great time at those schools. After saying how well they sung, I'm now going to ask you to sing. So please, could you sing a little better than you did in the first one? But maybe you know this one better. It's again about the angels. It's, do you know the song that the angels sang on that night in the long ago? You can remain seated. Maybe that makes us sing better. Little introduction for us? Thank you very much. Well, the band enjoyed it. They really did. I could feel it. But, you know, we had a little bit of an emergency in our house this morning. It was almost, my wife could almost have not been able to read the Advent verse. We had an emergency where, while she was putting in a lens, she dropped it in soapy water. And I went up and gave her advice, and that was the wrong thing to do. Terrible was. And I said, well, why don't you get a cup and bring a little bit of water out? No, that's no good. The longer it's in soapy water, it's not going to do them any good. Okay. So she was flapping about in the water, and I was careful what I said, and I said, what are you doing now? She said, I'm trying to slide it up to the top of the sink. I said, That won't work. Of course it did, in the next moment. And there it was, and it was cleaned, and so I'm glad. Because I've only got one eye at the moment, so if she only had one eye, we'd be quite a couple, wouldn't we? But that was the emergency we had this morning, but it was a big emergency at the time, but it's all forgotten now, thank goodness for that. But Tonight, I must tell you about tonight because some of you will go out soon with the youth and that. But tonight we've got a carol service which is in two parts. The longer part at the beginning is a carillon, right? A carillon, where we'll be singing carols and carols and carols. We'll be listening to Christmas music, Christmas by the songsters. It'll all be sing, 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 sing. So come with your throat tablets and everything because it's going to be really good. But the latter part is, let me get it right, a candelon. Now, have you ever been to a candelon? I shouldn't think so because I just made that word up. But it's It's a candle on, but it's to do with candles, but it's something that I've never seen done before, and you'll all be involved in it, every one of you, and the fire brigade if it does get out of hand. But so, come tonight for the carol on and the candle on, and I'm sure you'll enjoy it. And bring along a friend, and if the last few years are anything to go by, you need to get here a little early. And that's a 5:30 start. So, right, that's that advert over now. And now, the singing company are going to sing. And I don't know, you'd probably tell me this, I've read somewhere about what's happening to the singing company in the future. And this may be the last time that they sing for us as a singing company, because the numbers are going down and the age of the girls are going up, and so it's not really a singing company, but they will be coming to sing for us quite often as a whole Sunday school and singing a song which will be led by Kirsty. So I think that's the idea, but here we are for the final time. Get your handkerchiefs out as the singing company come and sing to us. Kirsty, could you tell us what you're singing? Ding dong, what a way to go out. Ring the bells, oh lovely. Thank you, singing company. Would you encourage them, please? Come on. Well, thank you very much. And I'd like to say thank you to Kirsty, because always the songs are really great, aren't they? And I think over the last years, we've really, really been blessed by the singing of the singing company. So thank you very much, Kirsty. We hope very soon that because of all the work that's going on among the young people, that through the club that's beginning to increase, who knows, we might begin to get more children here into our church. And the singing company will rise again. So that's great. So Kirsty's not retiring. She's going to work harder with all the young people. So thank you once again. And thank you to you young ladies who, you know, you could have left the singing company a little while ago, but you've, and the older ladies too as well. Thank you, Claire. Brilliant. Well, now we're going to sing a song which... We don't sing very much, and we haven't played very much in this Christmas time, but it's a lovely song, "The Light Has Come." The words, "Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God among us, Everlasting Father, Prince who rules in peace. To us a child is born, to us a son is given. To those who walked in darkness, the light has come." I ask you this morning, has the light come into your life yet? We're going to think about peace. The peace that the angels talked about when they came on that first Christmas time. And for us, maybe we will learn that we haven't actually got that peace, the real peace in our hearts. Well, we'll pray in a moment that the Lord will guide us as we look into his word. But sing this beautiful song together, "Wonderful Counselor." That is obviously the aim of us as Christians, that the life of darkness will be gone and the light of God will come into our lives and we will live the life that he wants us to. I don't know what excites you in life, but I got a little bit excited this week because there was a note left for me in the office and it said that they are going to come and record you for the radio. Can you please have a Christmas message on behalf of the Salvation Army at Felixstowe? And I thought, wow, this is great. Now, will it be Radio 2? Or will it be Radio 4, where it's more serious? I'll have to be more serious. And I thought, well, do I need to put bollards out so that their van can park outside, because the radio and the television do have these big vans, but they didn't need any bollards. And so I came to the Bible study, and Anne was leading our Bible study, and we were actually sitting just here because we couldn't get into the primary room. And I saw someone come in, and it took my attention away from the Bible study. I'm sorry about that. I was just thinking about how many more of them are going to come in. However, I went down into that room there and I said to Jan, if you send the man down. And he came down and he had something in his pocket. And he pulled it out, and I tell you what, it was about that size. And it was a microphone. Then he had what to me looked like an old-fashioned tape recorder, you know, it looked a bit like that. And he just stuck it on the table, and he said, are you ready? I said, yeah. I was going to say, well, where's the microphones and that? But he said, are you ready? I said, yes. He said, you know, this will go out to all the people in Felixstowe on Christmas Eve. I said, okay. So I had it all written out what I was going to say. And then he started to question me. Now, I wasn't prepared for the questions. However, I think I answered them, and then I did my little bit. And then he took his little microphone, folded it up, put it in his pocket, and went. It wasn't what I expected. The excitement drifted away as it was going on, because I thought, you know, it was going to be a real thing. But, of course, if any of you ever listen to Radio Felixstowe, then you'll hear my Christmas message on behalf of the Salvation Army. And it was done there in that little room behind Chris's head. And, yeah, it was a disappointment, but no, he said it was very good, very good. And he said, we'll be pleased. And then I have to tell you this, he did say, do you know, this is the one place I wanted to come and record. He said, my sister was a captain in the Salvation Army. And he said that her ashes are actually being thrown outside that door on that spot of ground. She was a captain. She died very young. And he said, so I've got great connections with the Salvation Army. He said, I went to Denmark Hill, the college, when she was in training. It was fantastic. And so he was excited as anything. I wasn't, but he got excited, so it was worthwhile for him to come. And I did invite him to come to our carol service tonight. So if you see a man with a little recorder, that's my man. I didn't mean to tell you all that. I'm really trying to tell you that the band are going to play, but then they needed the rest. And the band are going to play part of our theme this morning, Peace in Our Time. Did you want to say something about the peace, Mike? Yeah, please, yes.
Good morning. John Oxenham wrote some beautiful words several years ago now, obviously, but appear in our songbook, and peace in our time, O Lord, to all the people's peace. And then the verses go on, and the words should come up on the screen. The band is it's lovely tune to you, peace.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, Van. That reminder of peace in our time. Now is your opportunity to give your gift in the offering as we listen to the piano. And youngsters will be going out, and the youth, I think, as well. So have a good time, whatever you're going to do out there. Heavenly Father, you gave us so much when you gave us the gift of Jesus those thousands of years ago. And he came into our world to bring us real peace and true peace. I pray, Lord, that as we have made our offering this morning, that what has gone on the plate will have come from hearts that just appreciate how much you've done for us. So take it, accept it, and help us to use it wisely. Amen. Amen. As I mentioned a little earlier, there'll be the carol on and the candle on at 5:30 this evening. And I'm sure we'd like to see you back enjoying singing the carols and the message that is going to come to you. The Oasis Cafe is now closed until the 7th of January. So don't make the mistake of coming down for a morning coffee, because there'll be nobody there. Christmas Eve, we have at 3 o'clock the crib service, and arrangements and plans are going on very well for this. And hopefully we'll get a lot of ladies, gentlemen with their children. So make it widely known. We can cater for any number, and that's at 3 o'clock on Christmas Eve. Christmas Day at 10:30, we have our Christmas Day service. And this, of course, will be followed by the thing that has been going on in Gemma and Jackie's mind for months now. And it's gradually getting closer and closer. So there's more and more panic as they get closer. But I know it's going to be a great meal on that Christmas Day. Have we still got some room? Yeah, so if you know anybody nearby who's going to be on their own on Christmas Day, please send them down here and let us know, and we'll provide them that meal on Christmas Day. And if you can support in any other way, you're able to speak to Jackie or Gemma, they will appreciate it. Now we're going to listen to the message from the songsters, and it's called Gift.
Thank you.
one of the many songs that we've been preparing for Easter, or rather for Christmas. It sounds like Easter sometimes, but we've enjoyed most of them. There's one that I don't like that we're singing tonight, but it is in a foreign language, and we'll see what happens, but it's something to look forward to tonight, that is. But one of the favourite carols that we've been playing this year is the one we're going to sing now, which is to get you to relax before you have to sit and listen. And it's a Calypso carol, and the band will give us a little introduction to this. And don't be put off, if I'm not putting the bandmaster off, don't be put off, but there's no introduction to the second verse. You go straight in. As soon as you've finished the first verse, you go straight into the second. That's musical technique that I'm teaching you there. So it'd be nice for you to stand, because you've been sitting a long time. And the introduction, and then here comes the Calypso Carol. Been waiting for that. I nearly went in the third verse, then it was the fourth verse. Oh, cha cha cha. Thank you very much. Please be seated. I'm going to ask Ewan if he'll put the two verses of scripture on the screen. Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angels, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to those to whom his favour rests." Very, very important verses they are, and we're going to look at them this morning. Someone has compared Christmas to skydiving. Now, I never dared do skydiving, but they say Christmas is like that. You get that sense of excitement you feel when you jump out of the aeroplane and are free falling through the air. You feel the wind on your face and you can see the beauty of God's world for miles around. But the earth is rushing toward you. So you pull the ripcord, your parachute jerks open, and soon you hit the ground with a jolt. For a brief few moments, you felt wonderful exhilaration, and then plop, you're on the ground, facing reality once again, back to the humdrum of everyday life. Is that what happens with Christmas for you? Christmas is wonderful, and then plop, it's face to face with reality once again. What about the shepherds? The shepherds who heard the angels and saw the baby Jesus. Did they plop? Or did Christmas make any difference to their lives? What about the wise men who came to worship and brought gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh? I am convinced that once they saw Jesus, their lives were never quite the same. Because Jesus makes all the difference. Jesus makes all the difference. There's a familiar Christmas refrain which is taken from the words that were on the screen just now from Luke. On earth, peace, goodwill toward men. They are the words of the carol also that we sing, It Came Upon the Midnight Clear, where it says, peace on earth, goodwill to men. The Good News Bible says peace on earth to those with whom he is pleased. But is that what the angels really said that night outside Bethlehem? If it was, if the angels were making some sort of prediction in connection with the birth of Jesus, obviously it's not come true. The earth, as we know it, is not at peace. This year, fighting in Iraq, Turkey at war. Next year, it'll be somewhere else. Wherever, but it will be somewhere. They say that the last 3,000 years, only 300 of those years have been without war in this world. And over 8,000 treaties have been broken. Peace on earth? Was that the message? The line of one of our Christmas carols reads, beneath the angel's strain have rolled 2,000 years of wrong. Beneath that music and the angels in the sky have rolled 2,000 years of wrong. And Jesus himself in Matthew 24 verse 6 says, you will be hearing of wars and rumors of wars. See that you're not frightened, for those things must take place. So if we've been thinking that there was to be no more conflict and no more combat after the birth of Jesus, then we've been misreading the angels' message, or they got it wrong. What then is this Christmas peace, the peace of which the angels spoke? It is the peace that may be experienced by the people of God in whom he is pleased. And that's the peace I want to talk about just for a little while this morning. This kind of peace begins with peace with God, which is evident from the words of the angels. They announced peace among men with whom he is pleased. The words that follow, on earth peace, are crucial. They are those words that say, among those with whom he is pleased. This peace is not for everyone to experience, but only those whom God is pleased with. It is only those whom God has chosen to set his love upon and save through, to set his love upon and save through faith in his Son. Excuse me a moment. I'm going blind, I think. I can't see what I've got written down. But this is why God sent Jesus to be born, to live and to die, so that the conflict which we created with God through our sin will be taken away by the punishment he took for us on the cross. But this promise of peace is only promised to those who turn from their sin and trust Jesus alone to save them. I hear sometimes when I'm talking to someone about a funeral, and they say, oh, he was a good person. He was very kind. He was very caring. But you know, that is not enough. The only way we can get real peace from God is to turn from our sins and trust in Jesus alone to save them. Peace on earth is not something that can be accomplished when for a few weeks of the year we decide to stop being so selfish and we deny ourselves of something a little, and then give a little bit more money. Jesus is not just a symbol of peace on earth. I tell you this, he's the only way to experience peace. In Matthew 5:9, we say, read these words, embracing Jesus by faith brings us peace with God so that we can pursue peace with others for his sake. For this church, the good news of the child who was born to die is what brings peace. So Christmas should not just be a season for giving, it should be for gospel telling. This is the greatest moment and chance we have of telling people the gospel of Jesus and why he was born. Because people are a little happier at Christmas. They're a little more relaxed. They're a little more open. We've been to places where, with the band, that they wouldn't normally want someone to go and give a message. But they've listened, and they listen intently to what we're saying about the real meaning of Christmas. So this is the season not just for giving, but for gospel telling. Let's get out there and tell people about Jesus who was born to save the world. This morning we've heard again the message of the angels. It said God is pleased with us. God's goodwill is upon us. We are given his peace. It says glory to God in the highest and on earth peace, goodwill to all. So if that's the message, then we need to put off our worries and our problems and our disagreements and grudges with other people. We should begin to think kindly of family and friends and like not bear ill will. If you go out tonight and look at the sky and all is calm and all is bright, you know that's not right. Peace in this world is not here. See, Christmas peace, the peace that comes at Christmas, will not last. But God's peace will. God has given us Jesus, a wonderful counselor, mighty God, the everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. It's clear today we don't have peace on earth. More and more places in the world are at war with each other. There are conflicts everywhere. There are battles and wars going on throughout our world. And yet, Jesus came to bring peace on earth. Many Old Testament prophecies, specifically those in the book of Isaiah, talk about the fact that the Messiah's purpose is to bring peace to this planet. Today we'll see that even though it hasn't happened yet on political level, or on an international level, it can happen on a personal level. The peace that the angels talked about is the peace that God gives to those who give him their life, have their sins forgiven. So it can happen. It can happen in your life on a personal experience. You can experience God's peace in your life, regardless of all that's happening in the world around us. Our nation is at risk for future terrorist attacks, yet you can experience peace. Our economy and our government is a little bit in upheaval at the moment, yet despite that, you can enjoy and experience peace. There may be turmoil in your office or conflict at your home, yet you can experience God's peace. Peace that Paul describes as peace which passes understanding. When the angels sang to the shepherds, peace on earth, goodwill, they announced the simple yet profound truth that enemies can be reconciled, that strangers can become friends, that those who think and believe differently can still be our neighbors. Christmas was literally born in strife, but celebrated and protected by men and women of peace and goodwill. When we talk about peace, What do you mean? What do I mean when we use that word peace? Well, peace comes only from God, and nothing else in this world can offer the peace promised by the angels on that first Christmas. First, the peace promised by God cannot be acquired through any of the countless consumer items of our materialistic society. Peace cannot be purchased. It cannot be charged with a credit card. It cannot be worn. It cannot be eaten. It cannot be driven. It cannot be hung in a cupboard or stored on a shelf or stashed in a safe deposit box. If the peace of God is not in your heart, then it cannot be found anywhere else. And too many people in our society are searching for peace, as it were, in the shopping precinct. They think if they can just make one more purchase and acquire one more possession, they will reach a state of contentment. I wonder if you're one of those shopaholics who places shopping and buying and material things of life above everything else. There was a story in a magazine called Plain Dealer about a woman who was told by her husband that he would leave her if she didn't stop buying so much. Her response was, "Lord, I'm sure going to miss him." That person, she was convinced that nothing could replace the thrill and satisfaction that comes from buying something new, desirable items. Friends, peace does not come out of your cupboard or your wallet. It doesn't come out of your refrigerator or your garage. If peace does not come out of your heart, it will not come into your life at all. So what is peace? Well, the peace that the angels talked about is the certain knowledge that everything we have been told about God is true and certain. You can have peace in times of crisis because you know the Lord will make a way somehow. You can have peace in time of death because we know when this earthly house we live in shall be destroyed, there's another building ready for us internally in heaven. You can have peace in times of temptation because you know God who will keep you from falling. In other words, peace, this peace that came at Christmas time, is when I rely less and less on the things of this world and rely more and more on the promises of God. When you rely less and less on the things of this world, and you rely more and more on the promises of God. And that's why Isaiah said, "You will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on you." Remember that. He will keep us in perfect peace if our mind is stayed on him. Peace is not limited or reserved for those things in life when everything is in perfect order. Peace is not the absence of tension or hardship. Peace is the presence of tranquility within you in the midst of all the storms that may rage around you. Peace is not a guarantor that every day will be easy and smooth. Instead, peace is the fruit of the Spirit that blossoms in our souls and reminds us that even though we walk through that valley of the shadow of death, we can fear no evil because God is with us. That peace, we know of a certainty that whatever happens to us, that God is with us. I ask you a personal question. Is there anybody in your life with whom you ought to be in fellowship with, but instead you're not on speaking terms with? Are you trying to have peace in your life while there's trouble in your relationships with friends, family, even people within this church? I say again then, there can be no peace within us until there is peace between us. That is what Christ came to make possible, reconciliation among us. Christ came to give us the power to make peace among ourselves. Do you know, in the position I find myself now, I hear both sides of the story. And it's sad to say that there are people within our church who don't speak to each other and don't get on with each other. But you know, the peace that came at Christmas time was a peace of reconciliation. a peace that says, love one another. And when we do that, our lives will be so much richer and burdens will be so much lighter when we set aside those things that stand between us and those who are closest to us. There can be no peace within us until there is peace between us. The promise of the angel of Bethlehem was for peace on earth. As you experience the Christmas season this year, don't think that peace is something to be negotiated by politicians between lands and peoples that are thousands of miles away from your world. Begin with how you look at those who are different from you. Does your attitude proclaim that you're a person of peace and goodwill? Move closer to home and ask yourself, is there a relationship where you need to lay down the weapons of anger and harmful words and bring peace between you and those people? Is there a person with whom you need to call a truce and be reconciled? Not just for a day, but from this point forward. Well, don't. If it's someone within our church that you have ill feeling with, don't stand by and wait for someone else to make the first move. You do something. You give something. You change something. And if at the end of it all, you can say, let there be peace on earth, Lord, and let that peace begin with me. Let there be peace on earth, Lord, and let that peace begin with me. The peace that came at Christmas time was a peace of reconciliation. The angels wanted peace on earth, but it depends on you and I. It depends on you and I to do that reconciliation, to bring that peace about. We're going to sing a little chorus, which says, silently now I wait for thee. Ready, my God, thy will to thee. Open mine eyes, illumine me, Spirit divine. May I say this morning, for all of us, I include myself, if we feel that we are not right with someone within the church or someone at home or someone at work, then ask the Lord to open your eyes and illumine you, the Spirit of peace. The angel said, they bring tidings of great joy. They wanted peace to come into the world. And it's the peace that only God can give us, that they brought. If you haven't got that peace in your heart this morning, we have a place of prayer. We have people who will pray with you. You just need to come forward and kneel here and say to the Lord, I need that peace in my heart. If you feel that it's difficult to walk down, then please come to the front afterwards and talk to our prayer group people who know the peace that came at Christmas. Let's sing this and let the Lord speak to you as we sing this little chorus. Heavenly Father, I pray that for within our church, if there are times when we need reconciliation, that you'll help us to be big enough to reconcile our differences so that we can have that peace that passeth all understanding within our hearts and lives. We would pray, Lord, that this peace would be worldwide, that people throughout the world would feel the peace that you give in their hearts, that peace that came down at Christmas time. So, Lord, I just pray that as we leave this place, that we leave it knowing that we have your peace within us. Amen. Amen. We're going to close our meeting this morning, and we're going to sing a song that is an army song. It's an army Christmas song. It's called A Starry Night, and it talks about the angels, again, of course. And when we sung this song, we remain seated for a few moments while the band play. Then tea and coffee will be available for you in the community hall. I believe the young people, the juniors, are having a little bit of a party. So if you get in there quick, there may be something left. I'm not sure there will be. But there may be something left for you to join in with them. So we're going to stand as we sing, because on a starry night there's a lovely little introduction, and then it's down to you. Let's stand together. Thank you. Sure what the weather is like, but if it is fine, we will be holding our final open-air witness on the triangle following a cup of tea and coffee, which is available as soon as I've finished talking to you. So let us pray together. Heavenly Father, I pray that for each one of us, we will come to know real peace in our hearts and lives, and that peace that will come when we think less and less of ourselves and more of you. Oh Lord, may it happen in each of our hearts. And I just pray that as we leave this place, that your grace and your peace and your love will go with us and remain with us until we meet again. Amen. Amen. Right. If you'd like to be seated, hold on to your safety belts, because This is not a usual piece we play, but it's been requested, and it's been requested from someone born in Newcastle, so you can expect anything. So, right, band, we'll listen to what you've got to.